A famous figure from the 70s visits Wisconsin's capital city to talk about consumer protection legislation. The former leader of Sha-na-na, John Bowser Bauman, says too many imposters are falsely posing as legendary groups and artists at the expense of the authentic artists and while deceiving the audience. Bowser calls it a sophisticated form of identity theft.
And this kind of identity theft is really a very well-worked movement now.
Bowser is pushing the Truth in Music Advertising Bill, which states there needs to be at least one authentic recording member in the performing group in order to be legal. A violator would have to pay a fine of about $5,000 to maybe $15,000. Bowser points out a lot of this old music had very specific impact on the civil rights movement.
Consequently, the people that pioneered this music are very important people in the history of this country, and to watch them struggle, as I have for the past 15 to 20 years, with trying to fend off people pretending to be them is just a heartbreaking thing.
Bowser stresses that specifically identified tribute groups are fine. The legislation is geared toward those trying to pass themselves off as the authentic guys, while the real deal is sitting at home, losing that potential income.
And the imposter groups need to, as Bowser might say, yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.